الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي تبارك اسمه وتقدس شانه وتعالى جده ولا إله غيرك والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي الهاشمي القريشي المكي المدني الأبطهي التهامي الذي لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته البررة الكرام وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين يصلي عليه الله جل جلاله بهذا بدا للعالمين كماله مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك من زانت به العسر مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بشير النذير محمد مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك ياسين طه سيد الرسل أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم أيها الإخوة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected علماء and brothers in Islam حضرت مولانا's محبت and شيخ حضرت مولانا يوسف صاحب مولانا يونس صاحب دامت بركاته's محبت also on me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put me here just to say a few words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the right words in my mouth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me do the talking, you do the listening, and we all make amal with ikhlas. This is a Mubarak night, it's a Mubarak night of Jum'atul Mubarak. And Shaykh al-Hadith, Bulbul Gujarat, Hazrat Maulana Ahmadullah Sahab, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, has mentioned an ajeeb thing. When he said, the ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ Verily Allah وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ And the angels يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي Conveys durood to our Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا You also convey durood to our Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم He said this ayat is a very unique ayat Very unique in this respect That this only one thing which Allah Himself has done. He doesn't fast. He doesn't make namaz. He doesn't hajj, zakat. Nothing He does. But there's one thing He does, and that is conveying the root to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is a unique thing, and it's a very great ibadah, which is not an easy ibadat. It is not an easy ibadat. It is a unique ibadah and Allah Rabbul Izzah says, I'm doing it and I'm telling the malaika, my malaika is also doing and I'm telling you, O believers, you also do. So immediately, because it is such a great and honorable ibadah, we said, Oh Allah, it is impossible, we can't do it. Therefore what we say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. We say, Allah, that means we say, Oh Allah, we cannot do it. Oh Allah, on our behalf, you send convey darood to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever we convey darood, we never convey direct. We say, Allahumma salli ala. Oh Allah, on our behalf, you convey darood. Therefore, the darood gets accepted. Because we are not sending it. We are telling Allah, Rabbul Izzat, to convey the darood. Honorable brothers in Islam, this darood is an ajeeb thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says, the one who conveys once darood upon me, Allah Rabbul Izzat conveys 10 times durood upon you. Allah Rabbul Izzat forgives your 10 gunas. Allah Rabbul Izzat elevates you 10 stages. And if you do this 10 times, Allah Rabbul Izzat does it 100 times. But if you recite 100 times durood daily, Allah Rabbul Izzat tells the malaika, you write on the forehead of the reciter, Bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar, protected from hypocrisy and protected from the fire of Jahannam. Hypocrisy, brothers. Innal munafiqina fi ad-dark al-asfali min an-nar. Allah Rabbul Izzat himself says, the munafiq, the hypocrite, will be in the lowest part of Jahannam. Therefore we make dua, Oh Allah, protect us from hypocrisy. And what a beautiful way, you keep on reciting durood, keep on reciting durood. Every day if you recite 100 times, written on the forehead, written on the forehead, bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar. Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakariya Sahab, nawarallahu marqadahu, thumma rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned that the one who recites, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Oh Allah, convey durood and salam on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi and his family. Alfa alfa marra, thousand upon thousand times. If you do that from Maghrib today till just before Maghrib tomorrow, Allah Rabbul Izzat will make you see your place in Jannat before you die. In this dunya. In this dunya you will see a place in Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Farooq Sahab of Sakar, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has mentioned, he said there was one Wali Allah who was very ill, and all of the families got ready, preparing his ghusl and preparing kafan, getting the grave prepared. So he's asking them, all of you here, what is happening? He said, Hazrat, your time's up, your time's up. You know, that is why we are doing this. He says, no. My time is not up. He says, Hazrat, what do you mean your time is not up? He says, I did not see my place in Jannah yet, and I read my durood 100,000 times every Fridays. I have not seen my place in Jannah. Hazrat, what are you saying? And Wallahi al-Azim, he did not die. Some years later, he informs everybody, says, come, prepare my grave, my ghusl, kafan. He says, Hazrat, what's wrong? You're looking well. He says, I just saw my place in Jannah. And he died the day. So, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, the barakah of durood is something beyond our explanation. Allah Rabbul Izzat is one who wants you to do little and gives you a lot. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyy al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima after Asr. And it is heartbreaking that we know the reward of this 80 years gunam forgiven and 80 years reward written down, and we see the crowd just walking out straight after Asr. Asr is such a Mubarak time between Asr and Maghrib, and they just walk out. He said, we don't need that 8 years. We don't need the sawab because I got the money, man. I'll just give charity. Allahu Akbar. Sit, my brothers, spend a few minutes after Asr. Leave after Asr. People are not here for Asr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Asr is so Mubarak that Adam alayhi salam was created Asr time. Adam alayhi salam was created Asr time. And Asr Salat is so important, or the time of Asr is so important, that Allah Rabbul Izzah takes a qasam on this time, say, wal Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Takes a qasam on the Mubarak time of Asr. And Asr is so important that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, jiski Asr ki namaz fourth ho gayi, goya uska ghar bar lut gaya. Whoever's Asr namaz becomes qaza, goya his household has been destroyed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who delays his asr, delays, I'll read it just now, and got 5 minutes more for Maghrib, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he's gone down. He says, his name will be recorded amongst the munafiqeen. He's reading his asr, it's in time, but because he delays his asr, asr is so important. Asr is so important. One of Hazrat Sheikh's great Khalifas from Kashmir, I couldn't remember his name at this time, he mentioned that when a person dies and we bury him and the dua is over, and as we are walking away, the Munkar Nakir ask him this question, Mar Rabbuka Mandinuka Ilah. That will be the time of Asr. That will be the time of Asr. If you bury him Isha time, if you bury him Fajr time, but when that time comes to ask question, it will be the time of Asr. And the one who does not make his Asr qaza, and doesn't make his namaz qaza, he says, my two malaika, let me make my Asr salat first. Look at the value of this, honorable brothers in Islam. Actually, it is not right for me to sit where Hazrat sits. Hazrat's muhabbat, sometimes I'm sitting here, but actually it's not my right to sit here. I got so much love for him that there's not one day in my life I don't mention his name. Wallahi al-Azim, I'm in a masjid. Every day of my life, I mention his name in my dua. That is why I can sit down. I come here. Not to sit to talk. I haven't got the right to sit to talk. But my muhabbat for him. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh and Shibli rahmatullah alayh were once traveling from one place to the other. And it was time for salah. And Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi says, there's no water, we'll make tayammum. Shibli Rahmatullah Ali says, Hazrat, about a kilometer from here, there is a stream and we'll make wudu. He says, Acha. And eventually they came and they found this place. And they both were making wudu. While Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah had just about completed his salah, his wudu, he heard a ruffling sound behind him. He turned around and he sees an old man with a white beard. They made salam and gave jawab. And then he said, Chacha, acha hua ki ab aa gaye. Acha hua ki aap aa gaye. Hum saath namaz padenge. Jaldi jaldi aap wuzu kar lo. The old man says, wuzu, wuzu? Musalman ki shaan ye nahi ke baghair wuzu se rahe. So what you trying to tell me to make wuzu? I'm always in a state of wuzu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who is always in a state of wudu, and if he dies in a state of wudu, he gets the reward of a shaheed. So then they made the musalla, and now who's going to make the salah? They said, Chacha, ab aage badhiye. He says, no, ab aage. It went forward and back, forward and back. Eventually the old man went forward, and Allahu Akbar. And he read his qiraat, what have you, and then he went into ruku. Subhana rabbil azim, subhana rabbil azim, subhana rabbil azim, subhana rabbil azim. These two, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi and Shibli rahmatullah alayhi, are thinking, what's happened to the old man? He must have fallen asleep. What's happened? And after some time, he woke up and completed his salah. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi picked up courage and said, Chacha, jab aap ruku mein gaye, to hum samjhe ki aap so gaye. He said, so gaye, jab tak main Allah Rabbul Izzat ki tarif karta hoon, jab tak Allah Rabbul Izzat ki taraf se jawab na milta, to main asar nahi uthta. Says, when I glorify Allah, Subhan Rabbil Azim, Subhan Rabbil Aziz, glory be to the most great, glory be to the most great, I keep on. And then after some time, my Allah said, Labbaik ya Abdi, I am present, my servant. Then I said, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah has listened to the praise. Then I say, Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamdu hamdan kathira tayyiban mubarakan fi. Allah. Allahumma, oh Allah. Rabbana lakal hamd. All praise be to you. Rabbana lakal hamd. Hamdan kathira. Abundant praise be to you. Tayyiban mubarakan fi. With purity and with a lot of blessings. And then I go into my sajda. Hazrat ji Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, summa rahmatullah alayh, said, when you go into sajda, you must imagine your first sajda is you are created from the soil. Your second sajda is you're going to go into the soil again. And after you wake up from your second sajda, you're going to wake up on the day of Qiyamah. So your first sajda is minha khalaqnakum. You are created from the soil. Your second sajda is wafiha nu'idukum. You'll be put back into the soil. And after you wake up from the second sajda, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. And you'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, from the same soil. And between your two sajdas, Hazrat ji rahmatullah alayhi says, between your two sajda is your lifespan. That is your life. Between your two sajda is your lifespan. And in your life, what you must do a lot, make tawbah and istighfar. Therefore, between your two sajdas, you say, Allahumma ghafirli warhamni. Oh Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me. If you see how our salah is made, the salah wants to fling, the salah wants to be flung onto our face and says, is this salah? So honorable brethren, Islam, our islah is made when we come to these majalises and when we listen to Sheikh, how what he says. The only way these things touch the heart, when we have respect for the Sheikh. Not there, the bayan was nice. Hazrat said a beautiful nazam, and he said a good bayan. If you haven't got the respect for the Sheikh, and you say something against him, behind his back, or give him a nickname, Allah's wabal comes. Allah's punishment is there. Because Allah the kiram and katibin writes it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a young boy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hey Abdullah, go and tell us the gharelvi zindagi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his domestic life. We know about his public life. And your khala, Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, is married, so you are comfortable there. You three can sit. three can be in one room. So Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu went into the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not baligh yet. And in the middle of the night his eyes opened. And what he sees, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in tahajjud salah. Immediately he joined up. Made udu and he joined up. Now when two people are making salah, you know that the imam is on the left and the follower is one step behind on the right. So that's how he stood. In salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulled him in line. Abdullah took a step back. After a while, pulled him in line. Abdullah stepped back. Several times he did that. And after the salat was over, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ey Abdullah, maine tujhe kai dafa aage badhaya, tu piche kyun hata? Why did you step back? I kept on bringing you in line with me. He said, Ey Allah ke Rasul, fida ummi wa abhi mere maa baap, aap par qurban. Aap to Sayyidul Anbiya hai. You are the chief of all the prophets alayhimu salam. Aap to Fakhrul Anbiya hai. You are the pride of all the Anbiya alayhimu salam. Aap to Imamul Anbiya hai. You are the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhimu salam. Aap to Imamul A'imma hai. To Imamon ki Imam hai. Aur main ek adna Abdullah hai. I am an ordinary Abdullah. You are such great. How, what right and how can I stand next to you? So the adab was of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked him up, held him close and said, Allahumma allimul kitab wal hikmah wa faqihu fi deen. Oh Allah, grant him the knowledge of the Quran, the kitab, the Quran, wal hikmah, the wisdom and the insight of religion. He became the greatest mufassir of the Quran. He is known as Ra'isul Mufassir. One more point and I want to close up. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates a very beautiful hadith. He says, on Thursday night, anytime after Maghrib, you recite two rakat salah. In the first rakat, Surah Al-Fatiha, and 15 times Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. In the second rakat, you do the same thing. Allah Rabbul Izzat will make it easy at the time of Sakarat. Will ease it. Allah will, Rabbul Izzat will protect you from the adab of the qabr. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will make you fly over the pool sirat. It takes exactly 10 minutes. And those who don't know Surah Zilzal, in a day or two, once, two, 3 days, and you'll know Surah Zilzal. What a beautiful Thursday night is so honorable in Allah Ta'ala's sight. And Jum'ah is so honorable in Allah Ta'ala's sight. That if you knew the value of this, Musa alayhi salatu was salam saw this, Mawlana, 2 minutes. Musa alayhi salatu was salam saw from his ummah a group of abids who made ibadat in Masjidul Aqsa for 70 years. 70 years ibadat in Masjidul Aqsa. Jinke saron par shukar ke amame the. Yani they had turbans of gratitude. They all made shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Rabbul Izzat said, if you are grateful, I'll give you more. Wa la in kafartum inna adabi la shadid. And if you reject me, my adab is severe. So jinke saron par shukr ke amame the, on whose heads were the turbans of shukr, jinke jism par sabr ke libas the, on whose bodies were the clothes of sabr, and jinke haaton pe tawakkal ke asa the, on whose hands were the asa of total reliance on Allah, and jinke paon pe khauf khuda ki jutiyan thi, on whose feet were the shoes of piety. Musa alayhi salam was so happy. Musa alayhi salam was so happy to see from his ummah this type of people. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Ey Musa, khushi ki kya baat hai? He said, Allah, kyun? Main khush na hoon? Dekho meri ummat mein se aise afraad. Look at from my ummat, this type of people who made 70 years ibadat. Allah Rabbul Izzat say, Ey Musa, mere habib, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, Rahmatul lil Alameen, Shamsul Duha, Badrul Duja, Nurul Huda, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ummat's two rakat salat is greater than 70 years ibadat. So Musa alayhi salam says, Ey Allah, kaun si? Ey Allah, kaun si do rakat ye? He says, Jumay ki namaz. Jumay ki namaz. Musa alayhi salam says, kaash, may be unki ummat mein se hota. How wonderful if I was from his ummat. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Ey Musa, for you I've kept Saturday as your day. Sunday for Isa alayhi salam. Monday for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Tuesday for Zakariya alayhi salam. Wednesday for Yahya alayhi salam. Thursday for Adam alayhi salam, and al-yawmul jum'ah for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. So honorable brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat, actually to give me advice in a place where there's advice given, it is not also justified, but just that Hazrat has asked me to say just a few words, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst that type of a ummah, that Allah must be pleased with us. Every one of us who sits in these majalises, solely for the pleasure, Allah must elevate Shaykh. Allah must elevate all the Muridin. And those who are not Muridin, all those who are in his sahbat also. And all those who come to learn from the benefit, all those solely for Allah's pleasure when they come into places like this, and stay away from all the fitna, may Allah elevate them. May Allah elevate them. May Allah elevate them. Maulana, ek waqiya phir yaad aa gaya, ek hi yaad. Last, I promise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I went into Mi'raj, and a woman came and she was holding my cloak. And I said, Aurat, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Clinging to him. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my husband got shaheed in a war and had many children. Because my children were orphans, I did not get married, only solely to look after them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there'll be the one who doesn't get married solely to look after the children will be like this, like my two fingers touched, so close to me. Then he said, And my Bilal, I heard his footsteps. And I said, oh Bilal, what do you do that I heard your footsteps ahead of mine in Jannah? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always in a state of wuzu. You told me the virtues of wuzu. And whenever my wuzu breaks, I make a fresh wuzu. And read tahiyyatul wuzu. So the ulama explained this hadith that Bilal in state is not ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's like the khadim. He said, hey, Hazrat Maulana is here. Hazrat Maulana, make way, make way. So the khadim is in front. That's how Bilal will be. Siddiq Akbar started crying. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is my position? He says, Haniyal laka ya Aba Bakr. Glad tidings for you, O Abu Bakr. There will be 8 doors of Jannah. Those who love Salat will go to this door. Those who make Zakat will go to this door. Those who love fasting will go to this door. Various doors. But you will be the only one where the 8 doors will call you. And those who make wuzu and read Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, the 8 doors will be open for you to go through any of the 8 doors. But Abu Bakr, the 8 doors will call. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala and who start crying. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's my position? What's my position? He said, Haniyal laka ya Umar. When I looked at all the palaces in Jannah, I saw one with a precious stone, white precious stone, a palace, the most beautiful palace. I saw Hur of Jannah washing her hands outside. So I tried to look into the palace and angel stopped me. He says, this house belongs to a Quraysh. He said, I'm also a Quraysh. He said, it belongs to Khattab, son Umar. Then, oh Umar, you know, I know about your temper, and I know about your awe and authority, that's why I stood back. Umar said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is mine is always yours. Then Osman started crying. He says, what is my position, Ya Rasulullah? What is my position, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Osman, haniyal laka ya Osman. لكل نبي رفيق ورفيقي في الجنة عثمان. Every Nabi has a close friend, and my close friend in Jannah will be Uthman. Then Ali started crying, Ya Rasulullah, what's my position? What's my position? He says, Ay Ali, when you open the palace, when you open the door of your palace in Jannah, you'll see my palace. When I open the door of my palace, I'll see your palace. So your house will be in front of my house. So Talha and Zubair started crying. What's our position, Ya Rasulullah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Haniyal laka ya Talha wa Zubair. Glad tidings for you, O Talha and Zubair. Every Nabi will have one bodyguard, but I will have 2 bodyguards, and you 2 will be always close to me in Jannah. Then Ammar and Yasar started crying. Say, what's our position, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Haniyal laka ya Ammar wa Yasar. Glad tidings to you, O Ammar and Yasar. Everybody desires Jannah, but Jannah desires you too. Allah Akbar. Jannah desires you too. Then Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein started crying. Nana Jan, what is our position? He says, Haniyal laka ya Sayyid al-Shabab Ahli al-Jannah. Oh you, the children, leaders of the children of Jannah. Haniyal laka ya Rayhanatul Jannah. Glad tidings, my 2 flowers of Jannah. When Jannah gets decorated, it will be incomplete in the dictionary till you two enter. When you two enter Jannah, then it will be completed in the dictionary. And finally, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha will say, Ya Habibi, O my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is my position? He says, Haniyal laka ya Humaira, the pet name, the one with the red face. Ya Humaira, Haniyal laka ya Humaira, glad tidings to you, O Humaira. The roof, the ceiling of your house will be the underpart of Allah Ta'ala's arsh. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Log mangte mangte thak jate hain, Allah dete dete nahi takte hain. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Abda farmaye. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم صل على محمد طب القلوب ودوائها ونور الأبصار وديائها وصحة الأبدان وشفائها اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين أي الله تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ چھوٹے بڑے جانے ہوئے انجانے ہوئے اگلے اور پچھلے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے میرے اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے کریم آقا کرم فرما اے رحیم آقا رحم فرما اے اللہ تو ہمارے حضرت مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب عمرے کے لیے گئے اے اللہ ان کی عمر قبول فرما اے اللہ قبول فرما اے اللہ ان کو سلامتی سے اور کامیابی کے ساتھ واپس لا اے اللہ ان کی فیوز و برکات اس شہر میں اس ملک میں اور پورے عالم میں پھیلا دے اللہ اے اللہ اے اللہ جتنے بھی ان کے اے اللہ مریدین ہے اور اے اللہ جو ان کی دوست احباب ہے اے اللہ سب کے لیے فائدہ عطا فرما اے اللہ اس مسجد جو ہے مسجد نور نور علی نور بنا اے اللہ اس میں خیر و برکت عطا فرما اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہمیں کفر شرک بدعت اور جہالت سے بچا تکبر فخر بغض کینہ ریا حسد غیبت شیطانی اور طغیانی چالوں سے بچا اے اللہ ہمارے چہروں پر نور عطا فرما ہمارے آنکھوں میں روشنی ڈال اور ہمارے قلب میں اللہ رب العزت کا خوف اور رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی محبت عطا فرما اے اللہ جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ عطا فرما اے اللہ جو دنیا سے اے اللہ گزر گئے اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما عذاب قبر سے بچا جہنم کے آگوں سے بچا پل صراط پر آسانی سے پار کرا اور حوض کوثر کا پانی رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی دست مبارک سے نصیب فرما اور جنت الفردوس میں اعلی علیین کا درجہ نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کو علماء دین کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے اللہ قدر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہمارے شیوخ کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہمارے حکیم اختر صاحب مد ذل العالی دامت برکاتہم کو اللہ شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما اور جتنے خلفاء اللہ ان سب کو اے اللہ سب کی حفاظت عطا فرما اے اللہ ہمیں حلال روزی کمانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے اللہ یہ سب سے بڑی فتنہ اس دنیا میں ہو گیا کہ حرام کمائی ہو رہی ہے اے اللہ ہم اس حرام کمائی سے بچا اور حلال کمائی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, اے اللہ ہمیں علم نافع عطا فرما, عملی زندگی عطا فرما. اے اللہ مخلص اور متقی بنا. اے اللہ جتنی بھی ہماری بہنیں ہیں اور بھائیاں ہیں جن کی شادیاں اب تک نہیں ہوئی, اے اللہ ان کو نیک جوڑا نصیب فرما, اور ہمارے شادیوں میں اے اللہ سادہ شادی عطا بنا. اے اللہ ہم تو نکاح میں پڑھتے ہیں کہ فمن رغب عن سنتی فلیس منی, جو ہمارے نبی کے خلاف گئے تو ہم میں سے نہیں ہیں. اے اللہ لیکن ہماری شادیوں میں, اب اجتماعوں میں شادی ہوتی لیکن اس کے بعد ایسی فتن ہوتے ہیں کہ اللہ ہمیں شرم آتے ہیں کہ ایسی شادیوں میں جانے کا. اے اللہ ایسی شادیوں سے ہمیں ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ سیدھا سادہ شادی کرا دے. اور اے اللہ نیک اور صالح اولاد, ہم سب کو نیک اور صالح اولاد نصیب فرما. اے اللہ یہ لوٹو جو ہے, یہ کسینو جو ہے, اور اے اللہ یہ ایسے ایسے بری چیزوں سے ہمیں بہت دور رکھ. اے اللہ, اے اللہ ہمیں بہت دور رکھ. اے اللہ یہ ایک ٹینٹیشن ہو گیا ہے, لیکن اے اللہ ہم تجھ سے مدد مانگتے ہیں کہ اے اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت عطا فرما. قال اللہ تعالی فی شان حبیبہ قولا صادقا, ان اللہ ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ.